Blog Talk Radio.
Are we on the air?
Yes, you are.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to be entertained by the sweetest talent in internet radio? And now, here she is, Brown Sugar.
Can I have some brown sugar with that, please?
Brown Sugar Radio is where it all happens. Now here's your host, Brown Sugar.
What up, what up, what up, everybody? Y'all know it's your girl, Brown Sugar, tonight, Thursday Night Live. And tonight, we got Tweet Cadillac, baby. That's going to be doing his fizzle tonight. And I just want to give it up for this brother as we are awaiting for him to join us tonight. I'm going to fill y'all in a little bit on Tweet Cadillac. But before I make it do what it do, I got to give some shout-outs real quick. I see we got Moofy Foos. In the house, we got CC. What's going on, CC? Then we also have Direct Route. Direct Route Clothing. All right. Also, it says Bumblebee on there. You could change your name by clicking on the peg, and it'll say name change. And that way, you don't have to go by the little funny name the chat box gives you. Okay. We got Woogie Kins. We got R Route Young. Smoochie Head, Moofie Puff, and Noogle Foof, Wookie Pie, and Mookie Foof. All these weird little names, like I said, you can certainly change it by clicking on the peg, all right? And you don't have to have that funny name that the computer gave you, but they do that so we could differentiate who's who, all right? And so, like I said, tonight we are waiting on Tweed Cadillac, and I just got to show much love to this brother here because he's been in the game since way back. I'm talking Eazy-E back. You feel me? And the thing about him is that he actually got discovered by Eazy-E, the legendary, yes, Eazy-E, quite some time ago. And I was like, wow, you feel me? That was awesome, you know, for him to even be, you know, affiliated with Eazy-E. And so one of the greatest West Coast rappers of all time, and then Ice Cube, and you feel me? He's also worked with DJ Quick, AMG, E-40, Elder Barge. Yes, I mean, the list goes on and on. And so Tweed Cadillac is doing his thing, and he's also getting ready to go on tour with Ice Cube and I believe DJ Quick. I got to find out exactly who he's all going on tour with, because I definitely don't want to give out false information. Y'all know how I am about that. But, yeah, we're going to keep it up. This is DJ Quick and AMG Trouble in the background. Since it's West Coast week, it's Tuesday night. Y'all know we had Tequila. She from the Bay Area. And tonight we got Tweed. And he's from Northern California. I'm going to find out exactly what part. But it's Cali in the house all week. That's what's up. So we just sitting here waiting, making it do what it do. And I'm really excited because I look forward to speaking with this brother and learning more about him. But definitely, like I said, Tweed has his new album out. And we want to show him some love. And his album is already released. And the song we're going to play tonight is going to be Flow to the Mo-Mo, that's one. And the other one, he has several, so we're just trying to figure out which one. But the name of his new album is Toast to the Fool, okay? And like I said, that's already released. And he's doing his thing. He's been featured on Cashbox magazine cover. He had the highest debut Billboard top R&B chart. And he was number five debut top album chart. He had the Black Radio exclusive magazine rap, Pick Up the Week, Tweed Cadillac. He's doing his thing. So without further ado, we're going to bring on the man of the hour. I see he's arrived. And we're going to bring him in Brown Sugar style. What's going on, Tweed Cadillac?
Hey, how you doing, love?
Okay,
my pleasure.
Do what it do.
Man, I just got stopped by the cops. Man, I'm sorry I'm late, man. I want to apologize to everybody that tuned in properly, man. My bad, really, though. But that's how I go, you know, in Cali, man. That's
you know,
how it go. How y'all doing?
We doing good. Your manager just gave me a call before I went on the air, and I said, I ain't going to tell all his business. Now, if you want to tell it, that's your business. But
I tell it, man, because
like,
you know how it is.
Yeah.
It's life in a big city.
I said, what?
Yeah. It's life in a big city, man. Man, how y'all doing out there in Las Vegas?
Okay, we holding it down in the 702 area. Holding
that's
it down.
Beautiful.
Now, you're in Northern California. What part of California, the city, actually, are you in, Tweed?
Well, actually, I'm in South Central California, not in Northern.
Okay.
I'm not hyphy, baby, but I got my folks is up there, you know, man. Big shout-out to King Tycoon from Berkeley. Well, I've been, like, doing, like, a little, you know, man, I travel a lot, so, you know, I might pop up anywhere.
So you're from South Central. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Born and bred. I'm an alumni, Hustler High, South Central California. For all my fans that know the history of it, it's all good.
Okay, that's what's up. I was just sharing a little bit about your background and your history, and definitely I want to bring you on in and say thank you so much for joining us. We're gonna give you a round of applause, Brown Sugar Style, for being a guest tonight.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I gotta welcome you on in. I appreciate your time tonight. And like I said, we gonna shake it off. We had a little in the beginning, you know, I said you had a rough time coming on, but just haters. All them cops, we ain't even gonna get into that. Them cops be making me mad.
I can't stand them, man, until you need them, and then I guess they be there for you, you know. So
they
just gotta do their job.
Okay, tried to catch you riding dirty, but you showed they behind. What's going on, Flo Live? Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. I'm shouting out some of the listeners in the chat room. And I was telling them a little bit about how, and please correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't like to give false information about anyone. But you had originally, you were discovered by Eazy-E, is that true?
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. That was in, like, 1992. My other colleague, Player Ham, we formed the Penthouse Players, and we were signed to Ruthless Records in 1992. My debut album was called Paid the Cost. It featured AMG and DJ Quick. It's a classic, baby. It's a classic. So all my true fans, they are, you know, they know how I get down. So this new one is Toast to the Fools.
Okay.
It's in stores and online. First of all, let me give a shout out, man, real quick, man, to World Movement, Gang Tight Records. I don't want to forget anybody, you know. And now I can go Hollywood. I got that out the way. It's all good now.
Okay. Yeah. Got to show love to the label. Okay. We got my co-host for tonight, PB, is joining us. What's going on, PB?
Going on, people. Sorry I'm late, but I'm here.
That's all right. Hey, you didn't get pulled over by the police either, did you? Okay, Tweed just said he late because the police pulled him over. I'm like, man, But it's all good. It's all good. You know we're going to keep it rolling on Brown Sugar Radio. Like I said, this is my co-host, PB Tweed, for this evening. I want to introduce you to... And PB, he was just sharing with us how he was discovered by Eazy-E. And I've been reading, you've had the privilege of working with many great artists such as DJ Quick, E-40, AMG, just to name a few. And I wanted to kind of find out, that is correct, right?
That's correct.
Excellent. And, you know, I just wanted to, you've been rapping in the game for quite some time now, and I wanted to ask you, what would you say has been the greatest, I don't know if I want to use the word lesson, you know, or experience that you have encountered working with other great artists, like, you know, the ones we just named?
Well, I guess you would have to say, from my point of view, it's been just the knowledge of the game. That is worth $1 million. So it's really not the success and fame that matters. It's what you acquire along the way. So by being around greats, it kind of makes you great. So
right.
I kind of believe that that's, to me, that's worth more than a pot of gold. It's just to be in the presence of real figures that do real big things, you know, and then they inspire you to become great also.
Right, right. That's what's up. Now, I also heard you were going on tour with Ice Cube and is it DJ Quick? Please let me know who exactly you're going on tour with. I just found out today I was talking to your manager, and I just wanted to make sure I'm shouting out the right people. Who is it that you're going to be going on tour with?
I wasn't even really understanding that it was actually confirmed yet, but it's supposed to be Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube, DJ Quick, and a few others. I haven't even got the, you know, the go-ahead, but that's a beautiful situation. Also, I'm going to be going up to Seattle. Man. I got some people, man, up there, Lord BC. He's like a real major figure in the game. And I'll be hitting Seattle, and also I'll be in the Omaha Civic Auditorium on June 4th. It's called the Beach Bash 2008.
Wow. Okay.
But I'm
I'm
glad that the tour is confirmed. That's a beautiful situation.
He was just sharing that with me, and I said, you know what, I want to find out exactly who. But, man, those are some heavy hitters, and what an honor to be affiliated with such a powerful group. I mean, West Coast legends, you feel me? And I was telling my listeners, this is the week of the West Coast because Tuesday we had Tequila holding it down for the Bay Area, and now we got you holding it down for South Central. I'm like, shoot, it's all good. West Coast in the house.
It's all good. It's all good.
Okay. Yeah, so it's cool, but I definitely wanted to just show you some love tonight and, you know, find out more about you. I've been reading here and there, and my listeners are intrigued with music. PB, I know you're there, and I know you're getting situated. Are you ready to start asking a few of your questions? Because I know you were running a little behind earlier.
Okay, I'm ready when you're ready.
Okay. All right, well, go ahead and ask your questions. I hear an echo in the background. I don't know if someone has their computer up or not from the show. Maybe you could cut the volume down a little bit. Or is that the phone?
I don't know. I'm on a cord. It could be my phone.
Okay.
It could be.
Okay. All right. If it's severe interruption, I may have to have you hang up and call back in, but it's okay. It just comes on and off again. I hear the repeating in the background, the echo.
Okay,
PB, go ahead and ask your questions, and then I'd like to play one of his singles tonight. I have Tweed Cadillac, and then there was another one called Plain Lane that I am in the process. I want to share with the listeners. However, Tweed, I want to tell you that I have had difficulties uploading that one for some reason, but I'm trying my best. Before the hour is out, I definitely want to try to get the listeners to hear that one.
Oh, okay, Pimp Lane. You mean Pimp Lane?
Yeah, I can't get that
that's
one.
That's the
uploaded.
One, huh?
Yeah, so I'm trying to work hard as we speak.
Oh, my, that's the heater right there. That's me featuring the legendary King T out of Compton, California, one of Compton's finest. That's Pimp Lane Part 2, man. You got to get that one going.
Okay, for sure. Oh, real quick, PB, before you start asking your questions, I got to give a shout-out and much love and respect to Alan Levy, who is the founder of Blog Talk Radio, and he's here tonight. Showing some love to Brown Sugar Radio, and thank you so much for coming through and creating this opportunity for hosts such as myself and co-hosts like PB. We also have guest 2761, guest 2754, Rock Prince. I appreciate y'all coming through, Woogie Kims and Wookle Crumb. Thank you for coming through. I mean, Wookum Cute. Boy, all these funny names. You can change your names by clicking on the peg, and certainly the guests that have numbers, I encourage you to log in, create a user account on Blog Talk Radio. It's complimentary. Certainly lock Brown Sugar Radio into your favorites, and that way you can be notified when we have great guests such as Tweed Cadillac on the show and many other special show topics we have, okay? All right, PB, it's all yours. I just wanted to give a shout-out to some of the listeners that are joining us in the chat room.
Make sure you tell them I love them, too.
That's what's up.
Okay, you ready for my question?
Oh, uh-huh. Yes, sir, yeah, man. Shoot, man. Shoot. Right, not literally, but shoot.
All right, now, so I read that you were in a group called the Penthouse Players Click.
That's okay, right, Notorious. Well-renowned.
Okay, so one of my first questions was, like, how did you first, like, step off in the game? You know, it's a lot nowadays, it's a lot of people that start off producing first, you know, or they ghostwrite, you know, they do writing. Like, did you just come straight out rapping, or, like, were you behind the scenes before you actually became the rapper?
Well, actually, Player Ham and I, the co-founder, actually the mentor, the creator of Penthouse Players, when I discovered DJ Quick, what ended up happening was we all lived in one home together, and we was doing music. So we was basically in the closet. No, we really hadn't done too many appearances or anything. We just, our aim was to get our craft tight. And as they say, we was kind of ahead of the game back then, speaking a little bit too deep and touching on some topics that a lot of people knew about but really didn't know how to articulate. So when we ended up meeting Easy, it was like, wow. You know, as I say, the rest was history. But personally, I never really wanted to produce. I play the drums. You know, I pick at the drums, and I got a good ear for music. But, you know, that job was really on Quick. So when Quick went out there and did his thing, the transition was to bring everybody back up, you know, so that's really how I jumped off. But I've been completely into the music scene since, I would say, 1990.
Okay.
Wow. That is awesome. Absolutely
okay.
Incredible. I mean, go ahead, PB.
Okay, now I was just going to say, with him just stating that he's been in the game since 1990, you know, like, what advice would you give to some of the, I'm not going to say up and coming, I'm going to say some of the artists that's out there now, because we kind of having a pattern in hip-hop. You know, we have the artists that release an album, then, you know, they can't make a follow-up album. You know, they make it, but it's not successful, you know. So what advice would you give them to be successful, you know, to stay in the game?
I personally would tell them, whatever you can control, you need to control it. You never leave your fate in another man's hands, not unless he has your best interest at heart. Because a lot of times, a lot of rappers really don't have the drive and determination or desire to propel their careers to a further plateau. They really sit back and let the record company do whatever they're supposed to do. And then if by chance that record company falters, then you're the one that's responsible. Your career is the one that's on the line. So if you have to go put out fires, if you have to go put up posters, you must be willing to do that at all costs. Feel me? You have to market yourself. Don't just depend on a record company to make you big. You got to make yourself big in conjunction with the record company. And then you might have a little bit of longevity in this game, because this game is really, really cutthroat. And everybody can't play, and everybody ain't got a uniform. And just because you hear something that's on the top 10, that don't mean that they special. It just means that the marketing tool behind that project is rolling.
All right, yeah, I hear that.
That's what's up.
Got it made. Don't just stop. You got
to
keep going.
Man, I need to write a book, man. Music 101 for the struggling hip hop artist. You know what I'm saying? Because this game, man. If you ain't up on your craft, you will get ate up like a shark. You know, you will get disrespected. And to me, respect is everything. And if you don't like my music, you're not gonna tell me that it's whack to my face. So basically,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Respect is
right,
everything.
Right.
Once you can establish that, then the fans and all the accolades that you are looking to acquire will come at you, baby. You know what I'm saying? That's real PI right there.
That's what's up. Most definitely. Now, what would you say, and Peanut, I'm calling you Peanut, PB, I know you have some more questions, so please hold those. I kind of wanted to focus a little bit more now on your creative thoughts, like as far as how long does it take you to come up, you know, with a rhyme, you know, when you're writing, or, you know, are you the kind of person that can freestyle off the top of your head? You know what I mean? How do you get your creativity?
Well, actually, I live it. My life is a cartoon, basically. You know what I'm saying? And I don't mean that in a funny, joking way. But as you walk through this thing called life, you know, you see things, you do things, you experience things. And all I really do is just transform them into poetry, baby. You know what I'm saying? Basically, it's just my world that I'm living in, and I have a lot to talk about. I have a lot to say. I'm a Virgo, so, you know, I'm outspoken and I spit, basically.
Right.
So
okay.
The creative process is really, it's not hard for me. You feel me?
Right, I hear you. So it's a gift that you have, and certainly growing up in South Central had its ups and its downs, you know, and challenges, and you're saying your life is what you pretty much write about for the most part.
Pretty much.
I respect that.
Pretty much.
I definitely respect that. And so what I'm going to do now at this time, your manager, he's forwarding over the pimp lane to me now. And so we're getting that uploaded. But before we play that one, I'm going to play the first single. We actually played it during a Hot or Not single. And I want to tell you, PB, who's my co-host on the line now, he was your number one fan. He was like, I like that, too. Cadillac, baby.
Oh, yeah, that's the first single. That's Flow to the Momo. That's the first single off Toast to the Fools, man. Y'all need to go get that, man. If you like me back then, believe me, man, I grew up about 4 feet, man. So it's all lovely, man. Flow to the Momo.
Yeah.
I was a Mac before I was a rapper. Don't get it twisted. I'm a Mac. I just happen to rap. There it is.
I was going to ask you to explain. Look at him. I want you to kind of elaborate a little bit on what was the motive for writing this song, you know, Flow to the Momo. Tell us exactly. To me, I mean, it's groovy. Flow to the Momo. You like, okay, Flow to the Momo. It sticks in your head. Even my kids was, Flow to the Momo, you know. What was it that motivated you to write that song?
Man, this is a weird story, man. Max Julian, Goldie from the Mac, had gave Player Hammer a Cadillac, and it was sitting in the driveway of the penthouse. And we was, like, just out there barbecuing one day, and I just picked up a pen sitting. I mean, it was, like, just to be able to touch the Mac's car was such an honor for us, you know what I'm saying? I just started writing, and next thing you know, I just walked into the house, into the studio, and we laid it, and people was digging it, and we played it in a few clubs, and shit, it went down, but you know, man, we like having fun, man. We go to the clubs, man. We talk to them ladies, man. Them ladies talk to us too, so you know, it's like, it's a beautiful thing, man. So we want to take it from the club to the Momo.
Okay, and it's all love with that. And I am having some problems with my switchboard right now, so we're going to keep the questions rolling. Listeners, y'all know how we do on Brown Sugar Radio, the first half of the segment. We do the one-on-one interview, and certainly the second half will open up the lines. If you have any questions or comments for Tweed Cadillac tonight, you're welcome. Okay. PB,
I got a question for you,
me.
Sugar. I got a question for you, Sugar.
You're going to flip the script on me now.
If I send a car for you, you know, you're going to follow the bus? Huh?
If you send a what for me?
If I send a car for you, are you going to follow the tour bus?
You send a car for me to follow the tour bus?
Yeah. If I send a car for you, are you going to follow the tour bus? That ain't difficult, girl. Figure that out. You smarter than the average bear. Figure that out.
She gonna put me all on the spot. Hold on. Can I get back to you on that question?
I got you, Ma.
You know, You know what? That's what I'm thinking. You right there in Cali. I could fly over there, right? That's
there
like next
go.
Song.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
Because I can't
go.
Be off my job that long, and I'm a single parent with kids, so I can't be missing an action that long. Y'all be on tour for months at a time.
Got to pay
you
the bills, sir. I understand,
yes,
Ma.
I can't follow the tour bus, but I sure would love to go to one of your performances now and check you out.
I would love to. I would love to have you there. I would love, man. It would be my
there
honor, man. I would love to have you there. Beautiful.
Well,
we're going
to make it do what it do. Yeah, definitely. Hook your girl Brown Sugar up with some tickets. If y'all come
oh,
out
yeah,
here.
Add some gear. Add some clothing. Add some clothing,
right.
Man. I have two sponsors, man, I kind of want to shout out, man. One is called Direct Root Clothing, man. They're from L.A. also, man. They're going to, like, lace me, man, with some gear. And also Penal Code. So be on the lookout
okay.
for both of these clothing lines. Direct Root Clothing. If you go to my MySpace, they're in my top friends list. So, you know, man, website is going to be up soon for them also. It's called Direct Root Clothing. I just got to give them a shout
wow.
out, man.
Okay, that's what's
and
up. Already
if any other sponsors out there want to, yeah, you know, but if anyone is sponsored, man, if it's any of your listeners that, you know, got some gear and they want to lace a pimp, tell it up. Man, I wear anything that's tasteful. It's going down.
All right, now. You heard it first on Brown Sugar Radio.
That's right. Send that gear,
all
baby.
Right.
Rep it.
Okay, PB, go ahead with your questions while I am trying to get these songs up and running.
All right, since y'all already in the mood talking about the gear, I was checking out your MySpace. You had the cafepress.com/, what is it, T-Caddy.
T-Caddy, yeah, that's my merchandise. Yeah, that's the PI gear. So, you know, if y'all need some fly posters or some, I got it all. I got the from the boxers to the barbecue grill aprons, you know, so y'all check me up. FAPress/TCaddy for your PI gear. It's on deck. Also, you can go to my YouTube page, too, man, if you want to see some classic penthouse videos, some classic chilling. That'll be YouTube.com/TweetyCadillacBaby. So, man, you can see the history. You can see the videos. You can see Quick and Battlecat and everybody, man, you know. Big shout-out to Black Ass KK from Second to None. He got down on the album with me, too. Also, AMG from the Fixers, man. I want to say peace to y'all. Peace to my DJ, Boogaloo, Gummy Bear. Man, the list is, like, very long. Peace to the Young Giants, man. That's Player Ham's sons. They're up and coming, too, up under the Penthouse Players umbrella. So we have a lot of projects that are in the works. Kind of want y'all to check them all out. Pimpin' Slim out of Oregon, man. We doing some things. Buddha Tie, the L.A. Zoo. Hey, man, I'm surrounded. You know what I'm saying? What can I say?
That's a blessing.
Okay, one of my other questions was, like, I was listening to the songs that's on your MySpace, and I was kind of listening to them. I kind of got that vibe. Your flow kind of reminded me of, like, a Too Short. Not all the way Too Short, but kind of like Too Short. So I was wondering, since you're from the Cali area, how do you feel about the hyphy movement? You know,
Man, I feel good about the hyphy movement, man, because at least we have something to represent. While the South doing their thing and then Texas got their swag, at least Cali got something that they could be something that they really could be proud of and cling on to. It's just not really my style of music. You know, I consider myself a cross between Johnny Guitar Watson and Morris Day, personally. But, you know, I love what they're doing up there, man, and as long as some more Cali artists can get exposed, man, to the game and to the world, that's a beautiful thing.
All right, that's what's up. So one of my other, I don't know if Sugar asked you this already, but one of my other questions was the name, Tweed Cadillac. How'd the name come about?
Oh, man, that's a personal secret, man. I really can't tell you that one, man. But it's a long story. It was a long story. If I tell you that one, man, that's like taking my power, man. You know, that Superman, I ain't got that S on his chest. So, you know, I can't tell you that, baby.
Uh-oh, look at that. Samson, we cut your hair and take your strength from you.
Exactly. Please don't do that. Chubby, don't do that. Chubby,
keep
my tippin' strong. There go there.
Well, He's going to send Sugar to get that answer later.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to say Sugar gets an answer later. Hot mess.
Yeah, I'll let you, man, off the air on that one, man. I'll tell you a little something off the air. Just make sure you got your cashier's check, self-addressed stamp envelope ready, and I'll tell you how the pimp can go down, baby.
Oh, goodness. I'll tell you what, you guys have been too much fun tonight. The listeners in the chat room, they're getting a good kick out of this. Like I said, I really have enjoyed you, and I love your personality, and you have a lot of charisma, you know, and so I definitely see you going very far in your music. You've been doing it for a long time, and, man, you're just getting better. Like wine, huh? They say you get better.
I guess I'm going to be the Kavassier of rap then, you know?
That's it.
Sugar,
that's
man, I just really want to thank you for having me, man. And tell all your people in Vegas and all across the country, man, that Toast to the Fools is in stores now. You're going to appreciate it. There ain't nothing about it is weak. It's nothing but game. Something in there might even save your life. You know what I'm saying? So y'all need to pick that up. Tell a friend, you know. Even tell a hater. It's all good, baby. But I call it pool party pimp shit. I call it pool party pimp shit. So, you know, it's all good. It's all good. It's worth your money, believe me.
Okay, that's real. Go ahead and shout out to your MySpace. And we're going to take a quick commercial break after this. And I do see the phone lines are filling up. We're going to take a quick commercial break as soon as he shouts out his MySpace. And then definitely, he'd love to speak to some of his fans. Okay, go ahead, please.
Okay, that's myspace.com/TweetCadillac. And also TweetCadillac.com for, you know, if you want to book me to come to your town, man, hit me up right there. On behalf of World Movement Gang Tight Records, that's my label. I forgot to say their name on a previous interview, and I got roasted.
Uh-oh.
But that'll never happen again. Those my people, they got my back, man. I ain't going to never do that again, man, because they helping me push that ball uphill, and that came from the president himself. He said, I'm the one helping you push that ball uphill. So, man, hey, man, Gang Tight World Movement, man, we on the way.
That's what's up. All right, we'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Y'all keep it locked on Brown Sugar Radio.
Radio, tweet that like, brother.
Are you tired of listening to those same old boring shows? Do you need a change? Well, come join us weekly, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. Pacific time. On the live show on Blog Talk Radio, we have the hottest celebrity interviews and the latest updates on entertainment, health, beauty, and fashion, even more. Brown Sugar Radio, recently featured in Web Radio Magazine for representing the best in internet radio. Join us today at www.brownsugarradio.com, where entertainment is extraordinary.
Love and everything in between. Make sure you check me out every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific. You can find me at www.blogtalkradio.com/life, love, and everything in between.
Dear Diary, starting in 2008, I resolved to lose 50 pounds by March and get the body I want. And I also want to... who are you?
I'm your fairy godmother. Do you realize you made that same resolution for the past 5 years? Why don't you join Dee's Life and change your life altogether?
What do you mean, change my life altogether?
With Dee's Life program, not only would you lose those 50 pounds, but you will gain an entirely new lifestyle that will definitely get you out of the old and into the new.
Yeah, but how do I know it'll work?
There's only one way to find out. Go to www.dslifenow.com. And join now.
Well, I should get started right now. And besides, I heard her programs are really awesome.
You bet they are. So let's get started so we don't have to have the same conversation in 2009.
Join Dee's Life Detox Program now. Go to www.dslifenow.com. That's www.dslifenow.com.
Creation. Need to hook up your MySpace page? Or you need that official fly for the special event of yours? TV Creation, graphic and web design. TV Creation, bring your vision to life for very low prices. We also design websites, album covers, and offer photography sessions as well. PB Creations, www.pbcreations.com. That's Creations with a Z. Let us bring your vision to life.
Yeah, 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 and we are back, and tonight we got hip-hop artist Tweet, Cadillac Bebe, in the house.
Yes.
On Brown Sugar Radio. And I have both of your songs. Your girl Brown Sugar was hustling during them commercial breaks, so we got it.
Uh-oh, you need to get that whole album, too, now. You need to get that whole album, too, now.
But
don't just run with the two. Get them all, baby.
Okay. Get all of them. That's what's
get
up.
Get all of them. Get all of them.
We have more listeners in the chat room that have joined us. I got to say what's up to guest 2845, guest 2833. Ed Litz, one of my loyal listeners, guest 2774. Homer Simpson and Slam, what's going on? Those are also loyal Brown Sugar Radio listeners. Thank you for joining us tonight with Tweed Cadillac. And I'm going to go ahead and take this listener that's been waiting patiently on the line, and then I'm going to play Tweed's songs. We have two. One is Float to the Momo, and the other one is Pimp Plane.
Pimp Lane 4-2. Pimp Lane. Rolling in the Pimp Lane, baby. That's what we do.
Huh. Okay. That's it. All right. We got a caller, 510. You on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening? 510.
Hey, what's up with it?
What's
up with it, Tweed, baby?
Hey, how you doing, sir?
It's your boy, the King Tycoon, man.
Oh, man, good to hear from you, sir, man. How you doing out there, man, in Berkeley?
Yeah, I'm out here in that B-Town, you know what I mean, out here. You know what I'm saying, chopping it up with my folks and shit. I see you live on that thing, though. You got a strong movement going, brother. I'm just saying, keep pushing that line, man.
Situation, man. Tell all your friends, man, that Tweed Cadillac is back, man. I appreciate the love, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's real cool.
Like I say, Tweed.
All
right. All right. Hey.
Yo.
I've been following your music for a while, man. You know what I mean? That's why I say keep pushing that line. You know, you're going to catch a lot of hate, man. You feel me? When you're doing something real strong, you feel me? So, I mean, let that stop your movement, man. You know what I mean? It's going to be a lot of them out there trying to bring a stop to things. Just keep pushing that line. That's all I want to say to you, baby.
Oh, man, that's greatly appreciated, sir, man. And, you know, man, I wish all the love, man, to you and yours, man. And as soon as I get back to Berkeley, man, we're going to have to chop it up in a real way.
Sir.
Right. That's what's up. All right. Well, thank you, King Tycoon, for calling in tonight and showing Tweed and Brown Sugar Radio some love.
Yes, yes.
All right. Thank
all
you,
right.
man.
All right, one.
That's what's up. Okay, we're going to go ahead and play Tweed's hot new single, which is Pimp Lane. You say part two?
Part two, the original.
Oh, okay. Yes, and so we're going to go ahead and play that because I was contemplating, should I play Float to the Momo? Because, you know, that's PB's jam right there. And I said, no, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to break it out with Pimp Lane. All right, y'all we'll be right back.
It's all good.
Hello, world. I'm finna act a fool with the trifling almighty King T, one of Compton's finest. I go by the name of the party rocking player from the original Penthouse Players Clique. Ask your daddy about me. If you don't know, ask your mama to ask your daddy about me. Sweet Cadillac, baby.
Too many girlies on the corner, scoping out a Mac. See babies on stack with a hell of a gap. So I'm pulling through the cup to get the honeys all around. Sun about to set, play about the clown on a freaky deaky bitch. I'm charging by the amps, popping these shoes and a full tank of gas. Funky fly clothes, armor all bows. Let back my moon, wave at the hoes. Let them know that I love them. I press the one above them. I find them, fork them, and dump them. And keep watch the suckers who bang and try to peep my game, cause there ain't no thing for me to hit my feet, pull a Glock, bust a shot on a Shetty looking Chevy. So when you see me rolling by, you better not try to pull a move on a true or you would die.
Intervening, what's the meaning? California quakes through your region. Whoever's disbelieving, fool, trace these steps. Sweet Cadillac and King K, nigga. We's vets, it's going down. The word all around, compound. I'm connected with that $1 million sound. Now watch me just clown. Trying to buy that 10-acre ranch. Try to buy food with these stamps. The West Coast camp, what? Strictly out for the money. And I ain't even trying to be funny, but I rock Mike swell. Passionate as Patti LaBelle. When I yell, ask him to die in the tail. I leave him laying in their hood and they trunk tied up. For messing with that stress, here's the chronic fired up, nigga. This situation's too hard for sipping. But my nigga Sweet Cadillac told me to keep it.
Hookers like hotcakes, make them wanna donate as I walk their ass up in the bank. Smear relish on these hoes, get them out their clothes behind closed doors with these flows. P's up, G's up, we's up. Post up, baby, ride these nuts. I hear y'all rappers, all that shit whack. Give me that track, y'all ain't got no fucking cap. Take 3 cents back, put on that pimp hat, come up out that lag, show a nigga how to mad. Count money precisely, conversation to quit, the bus I be a tweet a grip. Playboy rabbits on my OG jacket, I'm too cool about his club, goddammit. He's the one who can serve the curve, party walking player international. I put the smash down, King T, Peter's player ham, and I, S. Roy, he should be remarkably vlog. People say Tweed went Hollywood. I had the Soul Train girls up in Hollywood. I used to skip school, ditch up in Hollywood. When it come to Hollywood, I can write a book on the things I seen, what I did. I used to sell bud to the movie star kids.
That's what's up. That was Tweed Cadillac, Pimp Lane. I'm feeling that one right there. That was tight. Now I see why you was like, now look, you got to find that one, sugar.
Yeah, Ma, that's the rolling one, man. When you out in your grown and you're on your way home, you know, you're feeling good, man. That's it. Just don't drink and drive.
Ah, okay. Look, I was like, huh, you even got the little horn in there. Beep, beep. Like, hey.
Yeah,
I could feel
yeah.
that one on the highway just grooving.
Yes, sugar. It's all
that's
good
it.
Over here, baby.
Okay. Yeah, the listeners in the chat room, they feeling it too. That's it. And certainly you guys can call in. We have about 10 minutes remaining. You can hit us up at 646-716-8697, and that's 646-716-8697. And so, like I said, Tweet, I appreciate you coming through tonight. And real quick, before I forget, can you do a drop for your girl, Brown Sugar? Okay, you got me. I want to get this.
Gotta
so
get
I
a
can.
Love back that I receive. You know, of course I got you, babe. You ain't got to say it three times.
Okay.
I can hear you. It's all
okay.
good.
All right, so you got my back. Cool.
Got you.
All right, so you want to do it right now or before you
go? So, hey, it's Tweet Cadillac. Whenever I'm in Vegas, I'll be with Brown Sugar Radio, blogtalkradio.com/Brown Sugar Radio. Don't touch her. She with me. Tweet Cadillac, West Coast finest.
All right. That's it. That's it right there. And now I know you got a busy schedule that's coming up. And can you tell some of our listeners and your new fans where they can catch you at as far as upcoming performances and events?
Well, I'm going to be in Seattle. A date hasn't tentatively been set as yet, but it's going to be within the upcoming months. That's with Lord BC. I'm also going to be at the Omaha Civic Auditorium June 4th. Thinking about going to the NY, man. I got a producer by the name of Shaughnessy. He's laying some new stuff for me, so I might be in new NY. I'm not really sure the date that the tour pops off is sometime in May, and you guys can stay updated via my MySpace for all those additional dates. But as of right now, I'm just going to be in Nebraska in June, and I'm going to be in Seattle, man, when Lord BC, man, hooked me up with this date. It's all beautiful. Oh, also want to say shout out to Dope Man. I got a new super producer out of Hungary. He has 15 gold records, a platinum, and a diamond. He's out of Hungary. He's a Hungarian Dr. Dre, so I want to give him a shout-out also. And also Mr. Specs out of Oakland, California. He's lacing your boy, too. And King Scratch. Can't forget about King Scratch. But I will be in the town soon. All you guys got to do is just hit me up on the MySpace, check them tour dates. And if you want me to come to your town, just holler at me, man, via my website, tweetcadillac.com. And I don't care if it's a skating ring. You know, man, if the Chippers is there, I'm there. You know what I'm saying? It's all beautiful, man.
That's what's up. Okay, we have a caller on the air, and then we're going to play Flow to the Momo, and then we only have a couple of minutes remaining. So those of you who want to get at Tweet Cadillac, you want to go ahead and make that call now at 646-716-8697. All right, 310, you on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
What's good with it?
What's going on?
Shit,
who's calling?
Oh, just the boss, OG.
What's
Ooh.
Going on, Mr. Boss?
Hello?
Is it Mr. Boss? You had
I'm
a question
lost,
for Tweet Cadillac? Yeah, he probably got bad reception. That's been happening quite a bit. You can certainly call back in 310. I think he said Mr. Boss.
Okay,
I don't know if his phone has some issues. Much
love
to him. We're going to go ahead
what?
And play. Okay, we're going to play your second single, which is Flow to the Momo. And this is PB's favorite. Go ahead, bring it in, PB.
Tell that, baby.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Bus one for the city boss. All y'all parking lot pimpers don't be getting on my car. You know bail still rain, pin out still bang. All that you will say my motherfucking name.
Cadillac, baby. dollar bill when I flow like this. Take a nigga bitch, watch a nigga get pissed. Make a whole switch from a lady to a trick. Break a bitch quick with the limp of a pimp. Flow like a blimp, get head like Clint. Stay up on the rent, represent, get bent. We fly, P-clicker nigga, OG penthouse player, representer. Suckers all by when I took that brim. Marks go down when I bank that team. Why they wanna hate when the Cadillac swerve? Better be glad that it can't go up firm. Players fall in, we cop that in. 3x10 with an S on the end. Work a pen, damn slow, ho. Let's see it, a momo, yo. We can DM a low, low, so. Get your person,
let's go.
Work a pen, damn slow, ho. Let's see it, a momo, yo. We can DM a low, low, so. Get your person,
let's go.
Get mad, scratch your ass and get glad. I'm on a dance floor, pulling cuties. Ain't spending no dollars for the booty. They feel me now, they don't want you. They looking over here to see what the fuck I want. Come tight when I serve on the mic. Sick a bitch real quick on the dice. I get hyped, dare nigga not to bite. Take fight, still first in a fight. Run game when I'm popping them peas. Play a spit cap with the greatest of ease. Might say shit that your bitch don't believe. Drop to my knees when I'm throwing them cheese. Never eat cheese, bonafide true. Quick to say fuck him, her, and you. Niggas all stuck, but now they want a lug bug. You want it on the phone.
Who is it?
These nuts. Come along with me, take a trip with a G. Your girl got a hand on my dick when I pee. Sir, the OE, hey, hun, get hot. Nigga too cool, goddamn I'm fly. Work a pee in a damn slow ho. Let's see it, a momo, yo. We can DM a low, low, so. Get your person,
let's go.
Walk a pee in a damn slow ho. Let's see it, a momo, yo. We can DM a low, low, so. Get your person,
let's go.
Let's go, bitch. Yeah, like, baby.
I was born like this, man. I was a baby. I was born like this, you know what I'm saying? I've been breaking girlfriends since, like, you know, 15, 16 years old.
Yo, a nigga ain't gonna wake up one morning and say, oh, I'm gonna go pimp. No, don't work like that. Pimping starts off from way back. I was going to high school. The pimp that lived next door to me. We'd be in the middle of the street playing football, you know? And every time he ride by with that top down, he got 4 or 5 holes in there and his hair gleaming and diamonds kicking. My heart would, like, flutter. But once I started pimping, and I ride by, my hoes on the corner, and I'm looking like he looked, you know, I just get all warm, man, and fluttery, man, and, you know, my head be tingling on the top.
I already know what you're finna say here. Yeah, bitch, only thing you do, bitch, is just go to work, handle my business, get my life, don't give me no problem, and everything gonna be all right.
We got like baby. We got like baby.
And there it is. You heard it first on Brown Sugar Radio. We got two Cadillac, baby.
Yes, yes, y'all. That's for the strip clubs when they sliding down the pole, you know? Yeah, I want to give it up to DJ Aladdin, man, out of Compton, and Giovanni, also Truly Slick, out of Sacramento, man, my key partners in crime.
All right, giving it up, all right now. The caller on the 310 has called back in. I think he said his name was Mr. Boss. We're going to try to take your call real quick, and then PB has a few more questions, and then it's going to be a wrap for us tonight. All right, 310, you on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
Speak on 310.
Hello.
Yes,
yo,
you're on the
up?
Air with Brown Sugar.
Hello.
Did you have a question for Tweed? He's still there,
yes,
hanging on the air. I see him. Okay, well, sweetie, you must be having problems. We're gonna have to keep it moving. You can certainly ask your question in the chat room. I certainly hate that your phone is having some difficulties. So type your question in the chat box, and then I'll try to go ahead and ask the question for you.
before the segment ends. Okay, PB, go ahead. I see we got 5 minutes remaining. Actually, we're going to have to cut it shorter than that because I need to do show announcements. So go ahead and ask the questions that you have for him, and then we'll have him shout out his MySpace page one more time.
Okay. One of my other questions is, because you said Eazy-E signed you all, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so one of my questions was, like, how was that experience working with Eazy-E?
Oh, man, it was a beautiful situation, man. He let us do us. You feel what I'm saying? That's what made it a beautiful thing, man. Just thinking back, his anniversary of his death was, you know, like last week. So it's been 13 years now that he's been gone. But I learned a lot from that man, and he introduced me to the world. So it's nothing but respect for him and Ruthless Records family. And he was just a great person, man, really, you know, to be around, man. He introduced me to the world, and he, man, I've seen things and I've done things on behalf of him, and man, I wouldn't have had it any other way, you know. And to this day, we really one of the biggest groups to ever come up out of South Central LA via Ruthless Records. So, man, you know, man, Eazy get it all from me, man. Nothing but love, man. Rest in peace forever.
All right. That's what's up. One of my other questions is, because I'm a Too Short fan, so one of my other questions was, have you ever done any work with Too Short?
No, but I had a concert with him last year, as a matter of fact. We've never been on a song. Matter of fact, the first tour that I was on, Too Short was there. So I know him, he knows me. But we actually have never collaborated. That might be something that might could go down in the future, you know what I'm saying? But I did do a show with him last year. But I would love to work with him, you know, but I really don't know nobody that can get at him. So if some of your listeners can touch Short, tell him Tweet Cadillac would love to spit with him.
All right. Now, certainly you have been a blessing tonight, and I do appreciate you coming through. And the listeners, it was Direct Route Clothing is who was on the line. They said that they're having, I guess, problems with his phone. And they just wanted to show some love to you.
That's a beautiful thing, man. To all my truths out there, man, thanks for the support, man. You know, man, keep your boat afloat, man. Keep your boy afloat, man. I'll get a love back, man. I ain't really with Hollywood. I'm only playing. It's all good,
okay,
man.
But you'll be there. Hey, you'll be there. You know what I mean? You definitely got the plan, the man with the plan. So I see it happening for you. And just shout out to MySpace page one more time because we have new listeners that have joined us. And definitely you want to add Tweet Cadillac to your friends on MySpace. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, that'll be MySpace.com/Tweet Cadillac. One word, lowercase. You know how I do. You know, come step into my world. You know, you're going to see some things that might shock you. You're going to see some things that might intrigue you, but it's all love. Actually, you can even purchase the album directly from my MySpace page. So, you know, don't be offended. Don't be afraid. It's just a beautiful situation,
and
man.
And how much is your album selling for, Tweet?
Well, shit, if you ain't got no money, go steal it. It's all good. I don't care. But I think the list price is affordable. You know, it averages
y'all
out. I think it's like
$9.99.
He
can't go $10.99. I was teasing you. I said, y'all go out there and buy that album and support this brother working hard. Okay,
and if you can't buy it, steal it from your friend after they buy it. Go download it and give it back to them. That'll be the beautiful thing to do. Just keep me in your CD changer. That's all I ask, man. You know, big up to Pippa Slim, man, Oregon. It's all good, though. Brown Sugar, man, thank you so much, man. Thank you so much. I would love to come back sometime.
For
you know,
sure.
You're going to invite
we'll
me back?
Follow up with you? Yes,
I would love
definitely.
That. I would
we'll
love that.
All right,
I would
if
love
you
that.
Got, you guys certainly can locate him in my top friends on MySpace as well. All right, Tweet Cadillac, keep
thank
doing
you.
Your thing. And
thank you.
Definitely. You know, I'll be looking for my tickets now.
I got you
I'll
covered, man, because you on my top page,
that's
too,
it.
Man. I threw you on the top
that's
shelf, Ma, too. You right
that's
there,
it.
Too.
That's okay, that's how we going to make
nothing
it through.
Nothing but brown
it.
Sugar.
Right,
nothing
Tweet.
But the brown sugar. Oh, man, you guys
right.
Have a beautiful, blessed night, man. Thank you again.
Okay, thank you.
10 ounce players
all
for
right.
Life, baby. Bye-bye.
That's it. All right, have a good one.
Okay. And so y'all heard it first here on Brown Sugar Radio, Tweed Cadillac doing his thing. And the first song, it was excellent. The second song, I'm telling you, he had us grooving and moving. What's going on, son of man? What's happening? We doing our thing tonight. For those of you who have just joined us, you want to keep it locked because we have some exciting guests coming up next week. Incognito is on Tuesday. Sybil is on Thursday. And then we have Do or Die doing their thing on the 8th. And then we have Why Can't Couples Stay Together Like How They Used To with co-host. She's going to be a guest co-host, Sherry Hill, next Thursday. And so that's going to be exciting. And we have some more exciting shows that will certainly be arriving and coming up. You definitely want to keep it locked and stay tuned in to Brown Sugar Radio because, you know, we always have a little twist in the show and we do something extra for you. And so, PB, did you have any final thoughts or anything you wanted to shout out before we close for tonight?
No, I'm good. As
all right.
On the MySpace.
Okay. You sound tired. You had school today?
Oh, no. I'm not tired. I'm actually crunk. I'm hype. I'm Tweed Cadillac, baby. I'm Cadillac.
Okay, that's it. That's it. So it's all good, and we're going to keep it rolling. I just definitely want to say I appreciate each and every one of my listeners tonight that have joined PB and I. Keep it locked. Add us in your favorites. And most definitely, we'll see you again next Tuesday, same time, same place. So thank you for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Y'all make it a great day.
Brown sugar, babe, I get high off your love. I don't know how to behave.